we had was one of our large transformers at Post Oak Substation had a failure on the top. We're still not sure if the transformer is okay or not. But when it did that, it took out the relaying that essentially took out two substations. And that's everything to our everything to the north of Rock Prairie, to the east of Highway 6, and then everything in the university area or University Road area, Restaurant Row and all of that. We were able to get all the transmission back on. We were able to get all the feeders back on. Everyone's on now. And we're going to have to bring in some people to look at the transformer, but it shouldn't cause anyone any additional problems today.
To me, it's just kind of amazing how y'all are able to reroute.
Well, the system's set up for contingencies, and sometimes it just takes a little while. You got to manually do some of this, so it takes a little while to get it back on. But, yeah, we're set up for the contingencies of losing power.
And all the customers have had power restored. I guess my question is, the origin of all this?
Well, we have three transformers at Post Oak. This is just one of the three.
Is this going to cause any additional burden on the system where, like in extreme cold or extreme heat, you would ask customers to conserve power?
We really should have enough capacity to handle this. You know, hopefully we'll be able to get the transformer back on after we get it tested, but we have to bring in engineering group to come in and look at it and test it before we can try to put it back online.